Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for you all tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for his goodness, his grace, his mercy. Thank and praise God for his faith. Thank and praise God for the things scripture on tonight. Now, on Hebrews 11:1, for the word tell us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank and praise God for his theme scripture on tonight. I want to let you all know that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank and praise God that I don't even have to see it just to believe it. I don't even have to see it to believe it. All I have to do is just have faith, just a little seed faith. That's all God requires of us, to have just a little seed faith. And I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that tune in on the phone line, those that tune in on Blog Talk Radio, those that tune in on the internet or however you may be tuning in. I want to thank and praise God for you all. I want to thank and praise God for the newbies, that if we have any newbies that tuning in, or if we have any newbies that join, just come by, just stop by, or maybe some may be listening afterwards. But I want to thank and praise God for those. I want to thank and praise God because faith is the supper of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that let me know that I still can trust and believe God for whatever I want. Even I thank and praise God in this season now that we have to trust and believe God. I thank and praise God for all what he's doing. I want to encourage you all on tonight. Let's trust him. Let's believe in him. Don't doubt him. Just when you feel your faith getting weak, just get in God's word, begin to believe. Because the devil is coming. He comes like a roaring lion. He's coming just to see if you're going to give up on God. Just to shake your faith. He comes to shake your faith. He comes to try to make you believe, make you doubt God. Don't put no type of doubt in your heart. I thank and praise God for faith, because faith is what we're going to have to live by in this season. Faith is what we're going to have to trust. We're going to have to trust God in this season. Faith is that what God wants us to believe. He wants to believe that he will do it. Whatever you believe in God for, just trust him, have faith that he will do it. And I am a living witness that God is doing. Every day, I'm walking in faith. I talk faith. I live faith. I'm walking in faith now. I even sow seeds towards faith, because some things that we have to sow towards in order for God to open up a door. Whatever it may be, pray about it. Ask God to even name your seed on what you want it to be, because God is going to do just what his word say he's going to do. But you got to trust and believe him. You got to trust him and his word. And I want to let you all know that on tonight, but his word let us know to trust him. Trust him no matter what. And I thank and praise God that he lets me know that I can trust him even in the bad. I can trust him even in the good. I can trust him even when I'm down. I can trust him even when I'm sad. I can trust him even when I feel all alone. I can trust him no matter what. He's right there, and I trust him to see me through it. So as I pray on tonight, I want you all to have that same mentality, to trust God, to bless God, to sow into God, sow into what you want God to do for you. And pray, fast. Sometimes you may have to fast. And just fast and put back the plate. Sometimes you may have to just cry. You wash your day and shout. Whatever you do, do it for the Lord and trust him to do what he say he going to do. Don't play with it, because there's nothing to play with. I tell God all the time, thank you. If I wake up over in the night, I look up and I say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Holy Spirit. And if I go back off to sleep, when I'm up, that's all I know. Lord, thank you, because God wants us to trust him no matter what. Even now when I give, let's pray in a minute. We're going to trust God for what we believe in. Some of you are believing into God to open up a financial door. Somebody believing in you, believing God to come into their home and their family. Their family members are acting all crazy. Somebody believing God for their finance to line up with God. Well, they're believing God for their husband to line up with Holy Spirit. You believe in God for your husband to come back home. You believe in God for your husband to get right. Somebody believe in God for that addiction that they battle with will leave. Let's pray on tonight, and let's believe him in his word, and let's trust him. I don't care what the circumstance is. I don't care what the devil is putting in your ear. Pray. Let's pray about it. God, hear us. Yes, he does. He hear us. So we're going to pray on tonight, and we're going to tear down all strongholds, and we're going to believe God for what we believe in him for. Whatever it may be, I don't know what your prayer life is with God. I don't know what you're believing him for, but I do know one thing. God will, and God can make a way. God can. I thank God for one passage of scripture where God will say he do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or think. I thank and praise God that he said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He don't want us begging. He don't want us asking for anything. He want us to trust him. He want to be our bread. In the prayer, it says, give us our daily bread. He give it to us every day. Let's trust him. Let's pray. Let's believe. Whatever you may be believing him for, God is going to do it. But he want to test your faith. He wants your faith. He wants you to put your faith to work. You go to work every day. And you work. And you work. And they say, you know, you get a paycheck. That's how faith is. You keep putting your work. You keep on putting in work. You keep on praying. You keep on believing. You keep on reading. You keep on worshiping him, praising him. And they say, you know, the door is open. The blessing that you believe in him for come in the past. That's all faith is. That's all faith is. Putting what you believe in to work. Do something to get something. Thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for faith. I had to learn what faith was a long time ago. And ever since then, I walked into that door. I've been working faith ever since. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. I come to you right now, Holy Spirit, right now, asking you to asking you to forgive us, God, for any sin that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Father God, if we look down on things that were not of you, forgive us. Father God, if we haven't, Lord God, acknowledge you like we should, Lord, forgive us, God, for those things. Holy Spirit, I ask that you will come in, Lord God, in our hearts, come in our minds, come in our thoughts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word, God, your word tell us, God, to trust you, like trust you, God, with all of our hearts. Your word said, lead not to our own understanding, but your word said, all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Father God, I ask that you will direct us, God, in the right way. Lord, touch my sisters and brothers on the phone. Touch the ones on the internet. Touch the ones that may be listening to replay. Touch the one may be passing by faith on the line, God, and they don't know what this line is about, God, until they click on it. Lord, touch them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they faith, God, will line up with your word, God, that they faith will line up, God, with their prayer life, that their faith will line up, God, with you, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that, Lord, whatever that you, Lord, that they're asking you for, whatever they believe in you for, Father, I ask that you, Lord God, to touch right now. Bring down deliverance on it, God. Bring, Lord God, more confirmation to them, God. Lord God, many of them, God, are believing you for one thing and another one, God. Somebody needs you for a door to come open for them, God. Somebody needs your Holy Spirit, but Lord God, that you would give them direction, God. Somebody don't know which way to go, God. They want to move, God. They need to move, God. Lord, they need a job, God. But they don't know which direction to go. Lord, your word say, Lord God, that to trust you in everything, and you will direct their path. And Lord, I thank you right now, even now, God, for how you are directing their path right now, God. Lord, you begin to cause seeds to come forward, from finance to come down, Lord, which is the same thing. God, I thank you right now, God, even now. Lord, you, somebody, God, will sow the seed on what they believe in for. Father God, I ask that, Lord, you would touch that seed. And, Lord, you begin to bless it and make it to be what you would have it to be. Somebody, Lord, needs you to come in their home. Confusion is all in their home. Confusion is in their marriages. Confusion is on their job. Confusion, God, in their neighborhood. Confusion is in the church building, God. Lord, you begin to touch right now and bring peace right now.
Father, bring wisdom and knowledge, God, that they will have the wisdom and knowledge to know how to, Lord God, to pray, know how to contact you, Holy Spirit. Father, your word say, God, to help, Lord God. Your word tell us, Lord, to ask you. Ask and it shall be given. Your word say, seek and ye shall find. You touch them, God, let them seek it. Somebody's seeking for a home. Somebody's seeking for direction. Somebody's seeking for a church home, Father God. Somebody's seeking you, God, to, Lord God, to lead and guide them in their marriage. Somebody's seeking you, God, because they don't know which way to turn, God. Somebody, Lord God, feeling depressed and oppressed, God, about something that they've done, Lord God, and they don't know how to get over it, God. Lord God, I decree and declare, God, that whatever's tied to them, God, that, Lord, I put it down right now, God. I put down every stronghold. I put down everything that attached to them. Somebody, Lord, needs you to come in their life, God, and, Lord, begin to, Lord God, wipe the tears away. They're, Lord God, they're battling with grief, God. They're battling with pain, God. Lord, that you would heal them, oh, God, from your words of heal. Isaiah 53:5, Lord God, you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And with the chastisement of your peace was upon us, Lord God, and with your stripes we are healed. We are healed, God. We are healed, God. And let me heal now, God. Lord, you begin to touch whoever it may be for. If they need healing in their home, healing in their body, healing in their, Lord God, somebody is affected with diseases. Somebody is sick with cancer. Somebody is sick with lung problems. Somebody is sick with hip replacement, God. You begin to bring healing, cancer, God. Lord, AIDS, God. Lord, lupus, God, whatever the sickness and diseases may be, God, for your word say, God, that you come to heal, God, so you heal all diseases, God, according to Psalms 103 and verse 2 and 3, God. You heal all sickness and diseases, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray over their life, God. Somebody needs you, God, because right now, God, they don't know what way to go, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in their business, God, that you will bless the finances because of the COVID-19, because of everything going on, God. Somebody needs you right now, God. Somebody needs you to touch, God, because they don't know which way to go. They know when they know which way to turn. But, Father, I pray over their life. I pray over their finance. I pray over their bodies for healing. I pray over them, God, that you will give them direction. I pray, God, that you will begin to look on the minds of the people, God. Somebody battling with, Lord God, schizophrenia, Lord. Somebody battling with bipolar, God. Somebody battling with that, Lord, with unforgiveness, God. Somebody is battling with bitterness. Lord, somebody is dealing with anger. Lord, you begin to deliver and heal right now, God. Set them free, God. Somebody is dealing with, Lord God, rebellious, God. Somebody is dealing with disobedience to you, Holy Spirit. Lord, you begin to touch them right now. Somebody needs you, God, one way, one thing is another one, God. And I decree and declare over them, God, whatever situation is, God, I pray that it will be done, God. I pray that your Lord, God, that it will be fixed, God. Finance come to them. Healing is already done, God. Lord, business, Lord, you already worked it out, God. Lord, your word said give thanks for it. Somebody need to give God thanks for what he's doing. Even now when you don't even see it, give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him the glory for what he's doing because he's getting ready to open up a door that can't no man shut. He's getting ready to open up your eyes where you won't believe it. He's getting ready to look. He get ready to blow your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you work that thing out, Holy Spirit. You begin to show them, God, direct them, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the turnaround in some of them life. I thank you for the healing that already done took place. I thank you for the finance that hit the bank account. I thank you, God, for the direction that they already done, you done put already in their mind, God. I thank you right now, Holy Spirit, and I begin to ask that you will have your way, Lord, in the midst of everything, God. Lord, I give you praise for it all. Somebody hurts them, God. You done touched their lives, and you done sent them back home. You're sending them back home. somebody's wife, God. You begin to send her back home, God. And you begin to, Lord, bring peace in the marriage and love, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God. Somebody don't know where they're wondering, child. Thank you, God, that the child is coming back, God. He or she is safe, God. Lord, I bind everything that's not like you. Then it won't prosper, and it will not prosper. Your word said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, will it even form? Father, I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for Philippic fire. I thank you for faith on the line. I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you, God, for being she's a child ambassador. I thank you, God, that doors are going to come open for somebody will be able to sponsor children, God. The season is coming. The season is coming. The season is coming for the children to be responsible. And I thank you, God. They will be sponsored, God, where they'll be able to eat. They'll be able to go to school. They'll be able to have clean water, drinking water. They will be able to, Lord God, be able to do as other little children do. They will be able to be seen by a doctor, God, and don't have to worry about no medical bill. Father, I thank you right now, even now. If you're fixing it, you're turning things around. Father God, put it in the right hand. Let the right eye see it. That's what it is. Child is basking and they're not seeing it. God, you let the right person stroll on the page that they will begin to be a child sponsor. Lord, I thank you even now. Lord, I thank you even now. I pray for our nation, the governor, the president, the vice president, our senators, mayors in every state, Congress. Lord, I pray for them, God, because they need you, because they need deliverance, because they need to be set free. Father God, even laws being passed, God. And Lord, I pull them down. I blood block them. I pee the blood over it. That the laws that your word says is abomination to you, God, that they won't be passed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And I give your name the glory and the honor and the praise on tonight on Faith on the Line. And Lord, I said thank you. And I said praise God in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you all for joining Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that joined on the line on tonight. I want to say that let's go believe in God for what he's going to do. Don't let the enemy cause you to doubt. Don't let the enemy cause you to, don't let him shake your faith. I don't care what may come up, what may happen. You still believe and trust God. You still trust God that he's going to do what he's saying. And I thank and praise God even now. And I ask as I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, I want to let you all know to be safe. To be safe out there. Be safe and be safe. Because the enemy is ruined. And then he don't care what he does. And he don't care who he attacks. So be safe. And I want to ask you all, tell you all to have a prosperous and wonderful weekend. And make sure you be prayerful and be watchful and be careful. You have to be prayerful. And then you got to watch where you're going. And then you got to be careful because so many things are going on around us. And we have to be careful now these days. And be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Do those things that keep you from being sick. We bind every coronavirus in the name of Jesus. It's still out there. They tell me they got some out there worse than the one that the first, but I peed the blood over you all. That nothing will not come in contact with you all. In the name of Jesus, according to Psalms 91, he said he will keep his angels charge over you, and he will allow nothing to come nigh thee. So I want to bless you all on tonight. Say, God bless you. Have a wonderful, prosperous weekend. Until Monday on Philippic Fire from 9 to 8 Central. Come on, join my sister. Come on, join my sister on Monday night, 9, 8 Central. It may be your time. And be back here again on next Friday for Faith on the Line again. Same place, same time. You all have a blessed night in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Turn it back over to your prophet, Stacy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.